Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and I'm glad you're here today. We're going to start a little series that I'm calling Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Ants. Oh, no. Who wants those in your world? No one wants to be chased by lions, tigers, or bears, and we don't particularly like ants, do we? Well, it's all about stress and the effect stress plays on our life and on our bodies. And in return, the disease and the dis-ease brought on by this stress, it is crazy what stress does to your body. I would dare say most diseases, I'm sure not all, but a lot of the diseases that we are very familiar with are begun, have their origination from stress in the body. I know I spoke with a gastroenterologist one time who said something like 90% of the colonoscopy and endoscopies that he performs, the result is everything is clear. What people are dealing with is stress that's just eating them up. And now we know that stress actually does cause dementia, and it even causes Alzheimer's type dementia. Stress is not our friend. But you know, there's times in our life that stress is good. But it is not good when stress is on us and awake and really working in us 24/7. That's when we're living in a state of lions, tigers, bears, and ants. So let's talk about that a little bit. So our forefathers from many, many, many years ago, the cavemen, they had to go out and forage and kill and hunt and drag home and clean and build a fire and cook whatever they needed to sustain themselves and their family. And while they were out doing that foraging and killing and dragging home, they had to be aware of lions, tigers, and bears for sure, because that was in their world. For their safety, they had to be aware that this could be a part of their day. So their brain was on high alert. The amygdala was in that, which is part of that fight or flight part of the brain. It was wide on, buddy. It was turned up full blast. It's keeping lookout so that if that caveman had to take off and run like crazy, he would have more strength, more power. He would be faster than he ever would have been if that moment of stress had not had come upon him and the brain had not reacted. That was the first line of defense, was the brain's reaction. It kept him safe. That is a good thing. If your house is on fire and you've got to get out in a hurry, then that's the stress you want your brain to kick in and allow you to jump from that second story window when previously you wouldn't have thought about doing it. But you know you've got to do what you got to do. That we see that still in the lives of people in third world countries. They're living in war-torn areas. They are living in a constant state of stress. There are lions and tigers and bears chasing them in lots of different fashion, and it may be war going on. It could be, I don't know, just all the horrific things that we know that are going on in other countries. We see this specifically a lot in third world countries, but we live in a first world country where, you know, some of the biggest stressors that we face are finding a parking space close to the door and how irritated it makes us when there are people in that 10 items or less line. And it's backed up. First of all, that stresses us that there's just that many people in that line. But they've got 14 pieces, or may even have just 11, and that irks us. You know, we allow little things in our life to stress us. And the next thing we know, we are living in a constant state of stress, as if we were being chased by lions, tigers, and bears. But we're not. We are not. But we live like that, and that is causing such damage to the brain, and it's to all the organs of the body. You know, when you are living in a state of stress, how your belly doesn't feel good, and we find out, you know, we've got all this gastrointestinal problems, and we have ulcers, and we have diarrhea, and we just feel like we're going to vomit all the time. Isn't this a fun conversation we're having today? But I'm telling you the truth. This is what we feel, and it starts eating at us literally. You know, they're beginning to learn more and more that the origination of Alzheimer's is not that of the brain. It is not a disease of the brain. As I have said many times, they're finding out it probably originates somewhere else in the body, and that origination can very well be due to stress. So we want to get rid of the lions, tigers, and bears that reside in our lives permanently. We only want them when we gotta have them. And let's face it, there's just not too many times in our life that we have to have a lion, tiger, and bear facing us or chasing us. So we need to get rid of them. We're going to talk in several episodes coming up a little bit more about what stress does to you. And then we're going to talk about ants. And I've mentioned them to you before, and we'll go over the ants that, yeah, you've got ants in your world, and you probably got ants in your brain. I know you do. And why that's not good for you either. Now, they're just little bitty things. You think we could get rid of them until you've had fire ants in your yard. You find out they're not that easy to get rid of. So it's not as easy as it sounds. But we are going to talk about ways to decrease stress in your life, and I hope you will join in for more episodes of Let's Talk Dementia. I'm here for you. You can go to letstalkdementia.org, and on the pull-down menu there, contact Carol Wrightney, and I will reach back out with you however you prefer, by phone or by email, text, whatever works for you. I have a client that we do voice messages over Messenger, and that works for her, and it suits me just fine. Never a charge for my time. I hope that I can be a blessing to you. I hope that you really are not facing an extremely stressful time in your life, but if you're caregiving, you are dealing with some of those stressors. And I recognize that there are times in your day when you might feel like a lion, tiger, or bear is chasing you, and it probably does feel like that. But I want you to be able to let that lion, tiger, or bear leave and replace it with some relaxation. And we're going to talk about that in the weeks to come. Blessings and smiles on you, your caregiving journey, and your struggle with stress, because we all have it, and your road to success and finding peace. Blessings and smiles.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.